This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. In its third hearing, the House panel investigating the Capitol riot is focusing on Donald Trump's push to have his vice president reject Joe Biden's 2020 win. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Panel Chair Benny Thompson says courts kept turning away Trump's false vote fraud claims.
So eventually, he latched on to a completely nonsensical and anti-democratic theory.
The vice president could ultimately just declare Donald Trump the winner.
Panel Vice Chair Liz Cheney read a memo from conservative law professor John Eastman. Trump White House lawyer Eric Hirschman was stunned when Eastman told him.
I said, you're completely crazy.
Pence refused the idea. And testifying before the panel, his former lawyer Greg Jacob remembers telling Eastman the Supreme Court would unanimously say the plan was unconstitutional.
He initially started it, well, I think maybe you would lose only 7-2. And after some further discussion, acknowledged, well, yeah, you're right, we would lose 9-0.
The panel played clips of Trump urging Pence to go along, and when he did not, Capitol protesters chanting to hang Pence. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The chairman of the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection says the panel has asked Virginia Thomas for an interview. Thomas is suggesting she will comply. A conservative activist and the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas communicated with people in President Donald Trump's circle ahead of the attack and on the day of the insurrection. Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson said Thursday that it's time for her to come to talk to the committee after investigators discovered information that refers to Thomas and communications they have obtained relating to one of Trump's lawyers. Via remote,